Do you think Christ went to the cross to halfway do a job? Do you think Christ came to earth and walked the earth and conquered every single thing that we all face every single day for no reason? And you think that you are unable to love your neighbor? When in essence, if we're made in Christ, or we're made in the image of God, when we are made in the image of God, you telling me you are unable to love somebody that just cussed you out? You telling me you are unable to get along with your teammate because, you know, they ganging up on you or they plotting against you and then they doing this and that and the other to you? Ladies, you think, young ladies, you think that you're not able to, you know, smile at that other girl because she just didn't rant your name down in the mud? Christ went through everything that we all combined have went through and going to face. Christ alone. Christ alone. Right? Wrong, because the Father was forever with him. So don't ever think you alone in any situation, because the great I am is stuck right there without your permission. Why'd you say that, AJ? Because God breathed himself into your nostril and then he sits right there in the spirit man of your belly. When you know this, you're never alone. Don't nobody love me. John 3:16 ain't never changed. Ain't never changed. My back is killing me. It should. You didn't gave it permission. The boss lady won't let me say nothing crazy and wrong. That's why I love her, and that's why she got to stay close to me. She's keep me on point, keep me on track, and I keep her on point, keep her on track. Why? Because we committed to each other. If we go in the wrong direction, we gotta come together. We gotta come together and unite as one and find out what the word say about this, not what my feelings say. Because sometimes, man, she can say something a certain way, man. It don't rub me right. And she can look at me in a strange way, man. It ain't setting well. But let me tell you something about the enemy. The enemy want to do that because he want to distract what's going on. And I'm going to show you something when spending time with God, what he'll do. God showed me something. When had that woman not loved you? When have that woman would not take care of you? Let me share something with you about boss. This is funny. But we didn't came a long way, people. People look at us and think it's all roses and flowers, but she'll tell you we've been down some dark path. But we stand in 20 years and we'll never go down that path again. Watch this. The reason why I say it, because when we went down those paths separate when we was in union. Come on, I'm gonna say it again slow so y'all can catch it, okay? We was married and we went down some dark paths. And I said we'll never go down them paths again. The only reason why we went down those dark paths, because we went separately and we hadn't even been divorced. So what business I got going down that path without her? So that's why it was so dark, Marie, because I didn't come together and sit at the table with her and find out what thus says the Lord. So if dark times come again, guess what? We're going to celebrate it and die. Yeah, now. Hey. Y'all feel me? Now, we ain't gonna be looking at each other like this playing a choir game, cause me and her don't yell. We don't yell and scream at each other and do all that. We just play the choir game. Boy, that hurt, man. Cause that sister right there, she gangster. Bro, John, that sister right there, and I'm thinking I'm gonna hold out the longest. Nope. That sister was built for quietness. Built for quietness. When we was dating, I had to get the whole conversation, you know, together on paper in my head before I called her, because I know once I, you know, talk to her and say hello after, you know, I try to like really hurry up and beat Therese and Jeff and all the rest of them six brothers on the phone, you know what I mean? Which was nothing done the story. But I had to get all this stuff together before I called her because she was not gonna say a word. Yeah. We was in Murray State University. I said, baby, have you called your mama this week, this month? Your dad this month, this week, the quiet game is all on point. So we play that quiet game. We're not finna go down them dark places separately. Why? Because me and the boss found out something. Watch this. Even if we have a disagreement, Brother Henry, you know what that woman still would do? I can come in the house from work. I can go sit at the table because she got me spoiled. I can admit it. She got me. I ain't going nowhere. I'm telling you, I ain't going nowhere. I can go straight to the table, Brother Henry, because I got a routine. Time I get home, I'm going straight to the table or somewhere where I'm going to eat. You know what I mean? Even when we had a disagreement, that woman right there still fix my plate, still bring it to me, still bring me something to drink, even if we have gotten warmed at each other. You know what some women would do? Oh, no, y'all better back that up. Fix your own plate. Man, you better make sure you went to the store before you got home and got your own food. Ain't no food at the house to eat. Then fix your own plate. If they did cook, you'd be fixing your own plate. But it's one thing about her, man. Even if it's a disagreement, she's going to stick with the word. She's going to still be the wife. So I had to see in the word what AJ needed to do to become right. And being right standing for my wife. Not for what all I want, how I want it. No, what does she desire? So I went to the one that's the author and the finish of a relationship. Author and finish of relationship. He created it, he designed them.